Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike, and Zeno had to make an appointment, so he's actually bailing out a little bit early. But it's all good because Xavier Watts is here hanging out with us live inside the Ticketmaster studios. Man, what is going on? We talked to you at camp. I know how excited you were about this process, and you know, we talked to Jesse, and Jesse was like, yeah, I'm loving what I'm seeing. And then the season starts, man, and you have an immediate impact. How do you feel about where you are right now in this rookie season? You got a couple of picks already, and your progression as to where you are right now. We're halfway through the season already.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, kind of proud of what I've accomplished so far. But, you know, always room to improve and, you know, things I want to get better at. But, I mean, you know, I've had a good start so far. You know, I'm, you know, proud and excited what I've done so far.
I guess they've told me you're like a film junkie. Is that true?
I mean, everybody watch film, but yeah, I mean, I think I do a pretty good job of studying film and breaking stuff down.
You, when I say junkie, like, is that what you do in your spare time? What does Xavier Watts do when you're not doing football, or is it always football?
No, it's not always football. You know, it's pretty much been my whole life. So, I mean, I got to always make sure I'm doing what I need to do, what's required of me for football. But, you know, when I get time to have my own time and just relax, I always take advantage of that too, for sure.
Xavier, let's talk about your story, man, because, you know, I think a lot of Falcon fans have loved what they've seen from you. You bring a lot of energy, a lot of playmaking. You went to Notre Dame. Talk to us about that process, man. I mean, getting an opportunity to go to Notre Dame, a lot of people would love a chance to do what you did. It's such a prestigious program in a school, but you also know, you know, people love and hate Notre Dame at the same time. Mm-hmm. What made you want to go there? Talk about the process of getting recruited and then making the decision, like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was kind of being different in terms of where I'm from, Omaha, Nebraska. There's not a lot of kids that get recruited, but when they do get recruited, they all go to Nebraska. So I didn't want to kind of follow that trend.
And they were on you, right?
Yeah, they were on me. They came in late to the party, so that was kind of another reason why I was like, you know,
I'm out.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like I said, Notre Dame is such a prestigious university. Athletics and academics is like something I couldn't pass up. So,
well, your experience there, I want to take you back, because one of the famous interceptions you had was against USC. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have never seen it, you can go Google it. But Xavier had a 100-yard pick six. Mm-hmm. Against USC. What do you remember about that game before I get into this play? What do you remember about that game?
There was a pick six before that play, which was crazy. It was the pick before that was the longest. It was like the longest Notre Dame pick six in history. And then
in the same game?
The same game. Like the next drive, I got hurt. I came back in that drive, and then I got the pick six, and I beat him by 1 yard.
Wow.
So, yeah, those back-to-back pick six. And then that sent us to the playoffs, that game. And it made us go to the playoffs.
It was incredible. So, anyway, it's a 100-yard pick six, but you stare down the USC sideline.
I forgot about that. Right. Yeah.
And everybody at Notre Dame's like, oh, he's flexing.
Yeah.
You're literally running down the sideline, and you do this number. You can't see me, radio world, but he turns to the USC sideline like, yeah, I'm about to score on this.
Right.
Did you do that purposely, or was that just a reaction?
No, that was on purpose.
What had happened?
Kind of just like it's just one of those things where you're just kind of – you just black out. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You're just on the field. It's just like – I don't know, it just happened. I mean, it's a rivalry game. It's just a big-time game, and I'm like, hey, I just kind of sealed the deal on y'all, so I'm going to let y'all know.
Oh, man, did you? I mean, it's an incredible play. We're talking with Xavier Watts here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons getting ready for Indianapolis, guys, overseas. You been overseas?
I have. I played in Ireland 2 years ago, played against Navy, and then I did a study abroad in Italy.
Nice. You speak the language?
I do not, no. I do not speak Italian.
What was your experience like, man? Was especially studying abroad. What was that like?
Yeah, it was real. It was a good experience. So I chose like the shortest one. It was only like 10 days.
Okay.
But it was still a really good experience. I took classes with Italian students, so got to hang out with them, do schoolwork with them, and just being around, you know, a different environment, different culture was cool too.
So were you recruited by Brian Kelly originally?
I was, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so Marcus Freeman was just there as the DC, right, or the defensive coordinator, or was he a DB's back?
He was a DC, my second year? He's either my first or second year he became DC.
Okay.
And then when Coach Kelly left, that's when he became head coach.
Yeah. And what was that like, by the way? Because, I mean, Marcus Freeman gets the job, and everybody, from what we heard, like, the team was like, this is the dude we want.
Yeah, everybody was all on board of him. Coach Kelly left, and we knew.
Was that a surprise, by the way?
It was a surprise because we had just beat Stanford, and we were like getting ready for whatever bowl game. He was like, you know, hyping us up, getting ready for all that stuff, and then
out,
kind of just dipped out. Yeah, so it was crazy how that all happened. But then we knew Coach Freeman, the type of guy he was, how he was around the building, the coach he was. He was like, all right, this is our guy. Like, don't hire nobody else. So.
He's doing a heck of a job. They got a really good shot to potentially get back in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Xavier Watts. You guys are physical at Notre Dame, man. You always been that cat? You always been a guy, physicality, not afraid to bring the hat and knock people out?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, football's just been part of my life, my entire life. So, I mean, kind of just playing at such a young age and playing around at different positions. I never just played one position. I never just played receiver, quarterback. I played O-line, I played D-line. Like, I played a whole bunch of different positions, so it kind of just molded me into the player I am today.
Tell us what you think about what's going on with our squad, man. I mean, we're in this rut right now. We're trying to find a dub. We got close last week. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think about Indy and what you're seeing.
Yeah, Indy's a good team. They're really well coached. Their offense, I feel like they're a simple offense, but they're effective at what they do. I mean, they're really disciplined. They got playmakers. Daniel Jones is doing a good job. Jonathan Taylor is obviously pretty good back. Tyler Warren's a good tight end. Receivers are good too. So, I mean, they're a good squad. You know, just kind of just for us, I mean, kind of just don't beat ourselves. I feel like, you know, some of the losses that we've had this year, kind of just beating ourselves, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been mistakes, right? Self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. We were talking with Coach Ra about that earlier. You're going to hear that interview coming up, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of quarterbacks, Daniel Jones is playing at a high level. Who's the best quarterback you faced in college prior to getting to the NFL? I know your NFL career is just starting, and hopefully it's a long one. But college-wise, man, who was the guy like you left the game and went, all right, that dude there?
Probably was Caleb Williams.
Huh.
The second time we played USC, we played them at the Coliseum, and we lost. And he was getting off. He was throwing crazy ball. He was scrambling like. It was like, all right, this dude's special. I see why he went number one. So, I mean, I probably said Caleb Williams.
What was it, arm angles? What was it?
Like, it was really everything. I mean, I was just out there, just back there covering. I'm like, D-line, get him. And he just back there, he's just buying time. And his receivers knew how to work with him. He had chemistry where he's throwing balls 30 yards down the field when it shouldn't have been that type of play. So, he just made plays, made special plays.
Yeah. You cut your braids, man.
Yeah, I
did. When'd you do that?
I cut it off like a week or two after the natty.
Because back in college, you had the flow. You know, it's working outside the helmet. I mean, you're running around.
Yeah, I had my dreads. I had them for like 2.5 years. But after the natty, I was like, let me cut them off, do something different, going into a new chapter of my life. So just start something new.
Talking about that new chapter real quick before we let you go, Xavier Watts joining us here. We got a challenge against the Colts, and certainly it's going to be a lot of fun playing overseas in Berlin. What is this new chapter? What's been the hardest part for you, man, so far? I mean, getting drafted is one thing, but then all this other stuff, right, that you got to deal with. And I guess they say learning how to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of this for you, or what's been the hardest part for you?
Honestly, for me, I feel like it's kind of just adjusting to my individual, like, new lifestyle in terms of Notre Dame is such a unique experience. You know, I was there for 5 years, so it played a big, big part of my life. So just kind of just being around my closest best friends I've ever met in my life, from good relationship with coaches and outside of football, having a really good relationship with student life. And just South Bend is not the best city, but still just enjoying that as well. So just coming into a new environment of Atlanta, Even though we're all the way out here, it's a little bit different, but still, just I come home every day, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I don't have no roommates or nothing, but you know, the guys in the locker room are great, but at the same time, it's just such a different dynamic in terms of
college
locker room versus.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL locker room and just the way everything runs is different, but I think that's the biggest challenge for me so far.
Interesting, yeah. And those bonds you build in college, man, there's no doubt. You stay with those guys forever. Mm-hmm. They always are a part of your life. But these relationships in the NFL, they're special too, because not a lot of people get to experience this thing, man.
Right.
Hey, good luck this weekend. Xavier, we love what you're doing, man, and thanks for stopping by on the show. It's always good to talk with you. Continued success, bro. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.